Hello, everyone. Welcome to Checking In with Changemakers with Be the Change Media Network. My name is Lily Mott, and this is the show where I get to catch up with past guests of Be the Change podcast. And I've been doing this podcast for almost 4 years now, and my guests have done many exciting things since I talked with so many of them. So this is an update on their work. My guest today is Audrey Pitt, and she is the founder of WeTech, which is an organization with the mission to educate, inspire, and empower the youth to break gender stereotypes and make a difference using technology. And I remember this conversation with Audrey, and it was so interesting, and I got to kind of step out of my comfort zone because I really don't know that much about this topic. So I'm really excited to check in with Audrey and see what she's done since then. I featured Audrey back in January of 2023, and she was on episode 134 of the podcast. So it's been a while, over a year now, and I'm excited to touch base with Audrey. So I'm gonna go ahead and invite her, and we'll get this started.
There we go.
Hi, Lily.
Okay, we're good.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so glad that this worked. I always say I think this is the hardest part when we actually get on it. So we're good.
Oh yeah, thank you. Sorry I'm a bit late. I had some technical difficulties, but I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. And I always love to do a little introduction before we get started. Mm-hmm. So that was perfect. So how are you doing? How is everything going? I know it's a busy day for you. Tell me about what you've been up to.
Yeah, I've been good. For those listening that don't know me, I'm Audrey. I'm a senior at Stanford and the founder of WeTech, which is short for Women in Technology. We're a global youth-led nonprofit that aims to educate, inspire, and empower youth to break gender barriers and use tech to make a difference. I study science, tech, and society at Stanford with a minor in English and education. I just came from my education class, History of Education in the United States, and that was really exciting. I just got lunch with a friend, and I'm happy to be here today.
Awesome. Yeah, I gave kind of the very formal mission statement and everything of WeTech, mm-hmm. but I'm excited to dive in and just talk about how you've managed to develop it. I know when we talked about a year ago.
Yes.
And wow. I actually really remember our conversation. I know it's crazy, but I really remember our conversation because I was learning so much just about what you were working on. And those are my favorite episodes when I really feel like I'm kind of stepping out of my comfort zone and learning about something that I don't really know that much about. And I remember this conversation being so informative for me. So excited to learn more. But tell me about how school has been going. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot to juggle as far as the work that you're doing with WeTech and also school. Tell me about that balance for you and how it's been going for the last year.
Yeah, it's definitely been really crazy balancing nonprofit work with being a full-time student. I will say my most hectic years were probably my first and second years of college, primarily because I started during the peak of the pandemic. So I was part of that cohort that started completely online, and I fortunately had the ability to take classes here on campus at Stanford via Zoom, but like live on campus because they allowed international students and those with special circumstances to live on the university grounds. So I was able to meet up with people like safely outdoors and engage with people outside of my classes. But definitely when I was doing that and transitioning to moving to a whole new like country, whole new continent, I was also working on WeTech and making sure that our app operations in the Philippines were still running. I think that because of the nature of the work that we do with the organization, most of it is online on Zoom anyway. I like to joke that we were doing online work before everybody else was doing it, or well, before most of the world was doing it. So I'd say that the transition was difficult in the sense that there were just so many new things to adjust to, but at the same time I had that familiarity with the process of WeTech, and we have an amazing leadership team that is really communicative. I think that now in the past year, so looking back at like my junior year and my senior year so far, I think some of the things that I've been trying to think about a lot more recently have been like intentionality and thinking about what kind of career I want to pursue. Obviously coming from the nonprofit space in the past 7 years, wow, that's like most of what I've really known, and I've really felt like a calling to do something different. I just came from a lunch actually with somebody else that started her own nonprofit who goes to Stanford as well. And we were chatting about how, while we love the nonprofit space and while it's such a great way to get young people and all people just excited about the issues that they care about, there are a lot of fundamental issues with this space in the sense that it is so hard to fundraise and you're really at the call of the people that you're raising money from, in the sense that there's a lot of like paperwork, a lot of bureaucracy that is in place. So I'm currently working on this thesis that I have, where because I've explored trying to get more representation in tech and more diversity in tech from a grassroots nonprofit standpoint, I'm trying to go into the private sector and think about ways that we can redistribute resources, wealth, and power within the tech industry. From that end of things, I'm hoping to do something in investing. I'm still ironing details out, but overall, I'm really excited and hoping to continue work and getting more representation for women and minorities in the tech field.
That is so interesting. So that's what you're also writing your thesis on. You're kind of incorporating this into school and also kind of your personal life. Is that right? You're kind of,
Oh, not so much like a thesis, but more so in pursuing like a
okay.
minor. Yeah, so
Gotcha.
like
Okay.
I like started Stanford like knowing I wanted to do science, tech, and society. And for those listening
Gotcha.
that aren't familiar with it, it's like a very niche course
Okay.
where it's an intersection of like technology and the humanities, in the sense that like I take cool classes like sociology of science, tech and public policy. I've also been able to take computer science, but at the same time, like history of education in the US. And I've married that with two minors, one in education and one in English, specifically because I realized that like education has to do with basically everyone, and that we all are learners. We all should get the opportunity to learn inside and outside of the classroom. But many of the times, people don't get the resources necessary to be supported in schools. And I'm really passionate about trying to make sure that everybody, regardless of like where they're from, in the US, in the Philippines, around the world, like gets those resources.
Definitely. That's so interesting. I love how you can kind of create your own just what you want to study. I think that's amazing. And it's so cool that you've been able to kind of tailor your education specifically to your interests. And you also kind of answered my next question about what's next for you. And you said you're ironing some details out, so I won't go further into that, but that's really exciting. Tell me about how WeTech has grown, because when I was on Instagram and I was going to tag WeTech, I saw all of the amazing chapters that have been added on to WeTech. Tell me about how it's expanded, and just if you can, maybe touch on some of the chapters that have come up and what they're working on, because I think it's so amazing to see just how it's grown.
Thank you so much. And
Of
it's been a
course.
really organic kind of growth, honestly. I took a gap year before I started university, and that was really with the intent of making sure that WeTech's operations were really settled and like stable before I came to the US for university. And in that process, we also got a lot of people reaching out saying that we are from Singapore, we're from Malaysia, and we'd really like to see WeTech events in our countries. And I respond being like, oh, like most of our team's based in the Philippines, and I'm sorry, I don't think we can like host an event in your respective countries because we're based from far away, but maybe we can help give you like resources and mentorship to help start those events and organizations, these chapters within these different countries. And in that continuous dialogue with these people that reached out, many of whom were college students, high school students that just really wanted to get involved in the women in tech space, but didn't have the immediate resources to do so, the mentorship to do so. We helped build really curated events and programs for each community. And what I mean by that is, instead of being like, oh, to be like a part of the WeTech like community, you need to do like XYZ, we were instead like, okay, what do you need to help support women in tech, to help get more diversity in the tech spaces in your respective countries? Because we acknowledge inherently that like the issues in the US, for instance, are so different from the issues in the Philippines, and that the ways in which you want to tackle underrepresentation of women in tech in the US, for instance, we've seen like our California chapters, they want to start like a women in tech podcast and get like more exposure for role models. Whereas in the Philippines, we're geared a lot towards like our Batangas chapter does these workshops for students that don't get computer science tutorials in their schools to engage with it outside of the classroom. So one thing that really inspires me about all their chapters is that they're so self-driven by the chapter leads, and everybody's like really, really hungry to get involved in the space, really eager. And I find that I relate to it, and that like I remember what it was like to be 15 and to want a community in these spaces and not have one and just want to build one. So I think as a team, we've done a really great job of like supporting these like young leaders and making sure that they can create change too in their communities. It's really exciting.
I love that. I think that's so important too, to really meet people where they're at and ask them, what do you want to see? What do you need? Because like you said, I mean, there are different means for different communities and different countries. You guys are all over the world, so that's amazing. As far as WeTech, what are some of the projects or maybe the events coming up that you can plug and maybe that people can tune into? Tell me about that.
Of course, of course. So we have an ongoing Women in Tech newsletter that launches every month coming from our founding chapter, WeTech Manila, and that I think is a really great resource to keep up to date with all of the happenings of different chapters, but also the different events in the Women in Tech space in general. I say that because there's a really cool section where we look back at like historical achievements of women in tech, and that's a really great resource. Like I'm always like learning about the different contributions of women in the tech industry, especially I think because a lot of it gets removed from the textbooks. It's not really tackled in history classes. So I think it's great to visit that as a resource and just like a guiding point to jump off and like see what interests you. One thing that I really love as well about our different chapters is that they're so spread out across the world. So for anyone listening that wants to like get involved or like know more specifically about the place in which their chapters are closest to, I think you can just either like DM us on the WeTech Instagram or like my Instagram, and we can connect you to like what chapter's closest. Our Batangas chapter, as I mentioned earlier, is doing a lot of really cool coding workshops for young students that don't get computer science education in their classrooms. Further context is in the Philippines, it's very uncommon to get computer science education, especially in public schools. So we're really trying to supplement that to fill in those gaps. And yeah, I think one thing that I'm really, really excited about overall is just like the energy that's being put into all of these events and chapters. We have different chapters that are winning like these grants and like awards, and I think it's really inspiring to see how the momentum's still going, even way past me being like executive director since I stepped down over a year ago. And like our current executive director, Natasha, is doing an incredible job leading all of them.
That's so exciting. I think that's so great to hear. And I'm gonna ask you to plug all of that in the last question, just so people know where to reach you and everything. But
Yeah,
I
of
have another
course.
question for you, and it's the one that I asked when you first came on the podcast, and it's been like my favorite to ask because I think so many people are very consistent with the reason why they do this work and what motivates them and the advice that they share with other young change makers. So lots of young people around the world may want to create change, they may want to make a difference, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be watching or listening to us later on the podcast?
My advice for young people that want to make a change within their communities would be that you don't have to start with something massive. You don't have to wake up one day and think, I'm going to start an international nonprofit or something like that. I think for me personally, my journey with WeTech really started from realizing that I lacked immediate role models in my community to engage with the tech industry, and then realizing that I didn't have to wait until they came to me or until my school like gave me those resources. I could just go out there, go online. But yeah, I realized then that like you could take smaller steps to achieving bigger goals. I went online and I went on LinkedIn and looked up different women in tech, saw their profiles, and realized that I could reach out to them, cold email them, and ask them questions, which I then turned into blog posts that then started this journey, which was WeTech. I think that throughout time, especially with social media, we see all these like big nonprofits, these big organizations. And while it can be really inspiring, I know what it's like as well to be a young person and to be really, really intimidated. But at the end of the day, I think once you take those smaller steps and you execute them well and you find like-minded people, that in itself can start a really, really good like change within your community.
I love that. I think the smaller steps is so important, and it's just about getting started, and whatever you can really chip away, whatever makes you comfortable. I think that's so important. And that's the perfect segue to my last question about how people can connect with you, how they can get involved with WeTech. Just tell me about the best ways for people to reach out if they're inspired to maybe get involved with what you're doing.
Sorry, you cut out there. Could you repeat that question again?
Oh, yeah, of course. What are the best ways for people to connect with you and to get involved in all of the work that you're doing?
Oh, yes, definitely. So the best way to connect with me would be via Instagram. So my handle is just there at Audrey Sabalpe. You can also email me, audrey@witech.org, or generally you can contact us via WeTech at WeTech.org or info@WeTech.org.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And I'll plug all of that as well in the Instagram description and also the podcast description. But thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. And I think that it's really going to help a lot of people too, if they're interested in getting involved in this work, because it's so important and it's so timely. So thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who watched or is listening to us on the podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation, leave a comment or a rating and subscribe to the podcast. And tune in to hear another episode of Be the Change podcast tomorrow. But until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys. And thank you so much again. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much, Lily. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. You too.